Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us. 844-843-6879 is the number. Of course, we are getting ready. College football Saturday, week number two in college, which Joe has already said this week is maybe like the greatest week of
it's a bonanza.
Just one of the best weeks of college football he's seen in years.
Ever
was the words that he used. So we're going to sift through some of the bigger games for that. We of course have the college football picks coming up at the end of this hour as well. Just to piggyback off of something that we were finishing before, Joe, Bills and Jets Monday night.
Yes,
we'll obviously be on and ready to rock for that. That's for sure. You know how long I've been looking forward to that game. And I mean, been looking forward to that game.
Let me tell you something. I could have made that a best bet, but I didn't. Because
I like leaving out the Monday games because it's, you know.
Just Sunday.
Unless it's something we really, really like that want to put in. We usually keep the Monday games out.
Juicy.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, they're breaking out the blue silks. It's going to be, to me.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm taking Josh Allen on the ground as well. He's healthy. When they're healthy, he's running the football. You know it as well as anybody. They need him running the football. He can't just be sitting back there throwing it 40 times a game. You have James Cook. Utilize his versatility. I understand you don't want to get him hurt, but at the end of the day, this is a divisional game. Need to start fast.
Certainly do. All right, let's get into the college, Joe. We're going to do, of course, all that Monday night between those two. We do welcome in all of our radio listeners, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Carver and Lisi with you, getting you set up for college football Saturday. We're going to go through the biggest games, and then we will do our picks at the end. All right, Joe, I think we have to start with what is absolutely the biggest game of the weekend, and that is Texas heading to Tuscaloosa to take on Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide. Of course, they played a tight one last year in Austin. Next year, Texas will become a member of the SEC. So you'll see this matchup a little bit more in the years to come. -7 is where we sit at this moment. This is a 7 o'clock East kick. 53.5 is the total. I felt like the total last year, Joe, was in the 60s, right? It was a big total last year. And obviously, it went way.
Yeah, it was 59.5. It was 20
Oh, it was 59.5. Okay. Yeah, I knew it was a dead under, but 59.5. I thought it might have been at 60 and went down. Got bet down to 59. Joe, I think we've been pretty consistent on this. And look, I give you the business about Texas here and there. I think when Arch starts playing, I think that's when they'll probably take a little step up, and that's not going to be this year. We saw Quinn Ewers play pretty well in this game last year before getting hurt. But I think it's a whole other animal going into Tuscaloosa. And you're getting Alabama, single digits laying at home. That's a rare thing, Joe, that you get, as you know.
Yes, and I will say this. The numbers are staggering in terms of, you know, Alabama's dominance. They've lost one time since 2016. Joe Burrow and LSU, as a 5.5-point favorite, they lost 46-41. They're 47-1 straight up. So assuming that Texas is going to go in there. Everybody loves trends, right? This isn't ATS. This is straight up. It's the third lowest spread that we've seen Alabama lay in the last, like, 10 years. And again, they laid 5 to Georgia in the COVID year. They won 41-21. They laid 5.5-6 to Joe Burrow. They lost outright. They laid 8.5 to Chad Kelly in the year, what was that, 2016, where it bounced off of two players' heads and they won the ball game outright with Hugh Freeze and the crew. That was an 8.5, 9-point number. So they just don't lay a touchdown or less at home. It's very rare. The book believes Texas is legit. That's great. I need to see it before I could back it. And I don't care if it's Jalen Milroe. I think they run at will on them. Again, Quinn Ewers in a big spot. Show me that you can win on the road. This isn't Stillwater. This isn't Lubbock. This isn't obviously a bowl game against Michael Penix. This is Tuscaloosa against potentially the best team in the SEC West. Go do it. I'm not touching Texas here. I think Alabama wins by double digits.
I think Alabama's going to absolutely smoke them. I don't think you'll see the game that you saw last year in Austin. Not at all. I think this is going to be a different type of game. I'm with you. I'm still in the Texas, I need to see it to believe it situation. And you're right. The books are pricing them like they believe. But guys like me and you don't believe, Joe. Guys that have seen the games and seen it all through the years. It's kind of like what we, you know, it's weird. It's like what we talk about in the NFL with some of those teams. Jet always Jet. Brown always Brown. Like, Texas always Texas. It's true.
Yeah. I mean,
and did they win? Yes. Have they won? Sure. Yes. They won the year with Vince Young. They did win once. It's not like they've never won anything.
But here's the thing. There's only one college team that wins.
They're a very overhyped team. Overhyped team.
It's like they're overhyped before they even step on the field. Every year it's Texas in the top 5 or top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Here's the thing, though. You know, Texas
and I like
lost
Sark. I like Sark. You know.
I know you do. But Texas lost outright to Texas Tech. Texas lost outright to Oklahoma State. And yet they're priced so much better than them. Yeah, why?
It's true.
I mean, that's the problem that you have when you say, okay, let's look at apples to apples. Does Texas potentially have the better quarterback? Maybe from physical attributes, but you're telling me that as bad as maybe Jalen Milroe was or inconsistent, he's not battle-tested? He's played in many big games. He started against Texas A&M last year at home, but still, he's bad. It's not like he's a rookie or a first-year starter. He's played in games. Look, it comes down to Alabama. They've been in this situation before. Have they? And you know what? They're used to it. When you're not used to the environment, you have to do it first. And Texas hasn't done it. Sorry, they just haven't done it. And here's the other thing. How much, let me ask you this, and nobody's talking about this. Game's tight in the first half, right? Second half, it's like third quarter. Let's say all of a sudden Alabama extends. Is he going to have to hear, well, when are you putting in Arch Manning? What happens if Quinn Ewers starts out with two picks? Is that pressure going to build about, you know, the boosters? And does he think to make a switch? It's all hands on deck. You can't lose this game. If you're Texas, you have no shot to make the college football playoff.
Are they even, just looking at something, they're not even, like, I think that they're just shelving him this year, Joe. Don't they have the kid Murphy that they have also?
They
I think
do,
he would
but
play
I'm just
next.
Saying, what I'm saying is the boosters, you know how the
Yeah, I mean,
is.
They'll call for him, but I don't think you'd see him in this game if Quinn Ewers is really bad. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It might be the speech that Mario Big Chest Cristobal gives to the Hurricanes on Saturday. Nobody comes into Hard Rock and pushes us around. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, let's go there. The Aggies and Jimbo head to South Beach to take on the Canes. This line, you talk about moving. It has moved, that's for sure. Joe, of course, got this a very long time ago. Very long time ago. With, what, 7.5, Joe? Right?
Yeah,
get the Canes at 7.5.
But now everybody,
that's why, I mean, it kind of went to 5.5 early in the week, then 4.5, and now 3.5 as we get a little closer to kickoff. So Texas A&M minus the 3.5, 51.5 is the total. Played a dead under last year in College Station, 17-9. Joe, you've been high on this Miami for this spot for a long time.
I have. And, again, we talk about Cristobal. He wasn't brought here, and you didn't pay him a boatload of cash to lose a game like this. Year one is out the window. They were 5-7. They lost to Duke. They lost to Middle Tennessee State. They went toe-to-toe maybe for a half. He kicked field goals against Jimbo last year. Was not aggressive. This is it. I mean, you lose this game, the wheels could fall off yet again, and Miami could limp to a 5-7 record. Now, I will say there's two reasons why I actually like Miami. That's one of them. Actually, three. That's one of them because of the pressure to succeed. Number two is the fact that they ran the football last week against Miami O, and I granted it was a group of five MAC opponent, but they still pounded the rock for 250. That was the weakness last year. In seven losses, they only rushed for 98.3 yards per game. So they were one-dimensional. Hopefully the rushing attack carries them. The third one, I've watched Connor Wegman, and I don't care that he's a sophomore now. I don't care that he was a five-star recruit. I don't care that Bobby Petrino was there. He was a deer in the headlights last year. I need to see it, even if there's 10 fans in South Beach. Give me Miami and Hard Rock. Step up, Mario. Come on, Big Chest. Eat some sand and drink some coffee. Outright
for I think this game's going under again, Joe. I think it's going to be shades of last year. I mean, 51.5 is a little hefty. I think the under could be in play. Under 51.5.
Well, again, here's the thing.
I don't like the number where it's gone to, Joe. I'm not going to lie to you. If this was still around a touchdown, I probably would have been in with you on Miami, but things have changed, and I am not getting involved with 3.5. I'm just not.
Well, I'm sitting on a 7.5 ticket, so
I know
I'm,
you are.
I'm
you are.
Loaded.
I'll root it in for you. I mean, I'm not rooting against Miami you know. For you. I'm not going to. I can tell you, I'm not laying 3.5 with Texas A&M. I am not doing that. I think I'm going to be playing the under in this game.
All right.
I think that that's where my head is going to lie when it comes to this one. Another one in Colorado.
Yeah.
Where Matt Rhule and the Huskers come calling for Deion. Of course, they are the talk of college football, the win at TCU last week. Very exciting. Deion, Travis Hunter, Shador. Now in a very big spot, big noon kickoff, all the glitz and glamour. Last week, Joe, Nebraska was its 8-point favorite last week on the look-ahead?
8.5. Last
week they were 8.5. This got to Colorado minus 3, and now has gotten to Colorado minus 2.5 with a 58.5 total. I was very impressed with Colorado's offense last week, Joe.
I know you were.
And I think that they'll still be able to score some points in this game. Can Nebraska score points, Joe? That's what I'm asking you. Can Nebraska score points?
I think they can run it. I think they can run the football. I'm a big Jeff Sims backer. He played like garbage last week, turnovers inside the red zone. But, again, if they utilize his legs and they utilize him in the RPO game, I think they can move the football. Again, it comes down to it's a rivalry game renewed from the days of the Big Eight. Matt Rhule's a defensive coach. It's back-to-back road games, Carver. That's a concern for Nebraska. But, again, I think they can run it. And I don't think their front seven is all that bad. TCU did not get any pressure on Shador Sanders. Minnesota has one of the better offensive lines in terms of the Big Ten West. Nebraska was able to dial up pressure, albeit there's no speed on the perimeter like we see in terms of Colorado. I'm not betting this game. But if you're asking me here, I can only lean to the points. I don't love this game in any capacity. Again, you know, comes down to the quarterbacks. Shedeur Sanders is much better and much more consistent than where Jeff Sims is right here, right now. So, I can only lean to the points.
Sims stinks.
You love bashing my guys.
He cost him the game last week.
He did. Well.
He threw three,
him and
he
Matt
threw three
Rule.
Picks.
Matt
two
Rule
of them,
cost
Matt
him
Rule,
the game.
You're right, because me and you were actually on during the game, and I said, when it was tied after Minnesota tied the game with that great catch, and I said, why the hell is he throwing the football? Right. They ran it to midfield. They still had about a minute 40 left. Why didn't they just keep running it into field goal range?
Great question.
Made no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah.
So when I factor in that, and what's him? Because it seems like I think they're going to have to throw, Joe, because I think Colorado's going to score a lot of points.
Well, that's the thing. Colorado's going to look to start fast, right? You know, you have two different styles of offense. It's like, okay, if I'm Deion and I know what I have in terms of those wide receivers and Shedeur, it's like, okay, you know what? Up tempo, let's try to jump up 7-0, 14-7 the way we did last week and try and catch us. And the altitude could be a factor. Let's see. It's a very difficult game to cap. I'm not stepping in front of this train. I love Deion. I thought it would take a couple of years to get them to, you know, bowl contention. But hey, I was wrong. I'd be the first one to admit it. He has athletes, and he has that team bought in. But
I'm not playing.
If you're asking me, if you're asking me, I still, it wouldn't shock me. Put it this way. If you turned to me on Sunday morning and said, Joe, you know, Nebraska won 30-24, would you be shocked?
No.
Right. So, there you go.
I wouldn't be shocked. I actually, maybe a little bit, because with the way Colorado moved the football last week, I'd probably be a little surprised if they only scored 24 points. But I think if I want to play anything in this game, it's a prop. I like Sanders over 2.5 touchdown passes at +114. I kind of like that. Because they even looked to throw it when they were down, when they were inside the 10, Joe. He was throwing the football. I would play that. I'd play some Sanders props because he could play. But you're right. This line is just, it's an unplayable situation for me at this point. It just really is. And
you
I can't play the total. I can't play the total either because I don't want to play the over because I don't think Nebraska can help. And I don't want to play the under because there is a chance that Carlos D is as bad as it was against TCU and the game does get into the 70s. So I just, you're right. Stay the hell away from the game. And it's like the most bet game in the history of college
right,
football.
I know. Because of Joe Public. Yeah. Everybody wants to buy into everything. Now, what I did do is I did bet Travis Hunter at 60-1 for the Heisman.
Okay.
Because immediately after that game, and the reason why is, we talk about teams and the Heisman guy having to be in the national championship contention. For Travis Hunter, if he continues to play 120-plus snaps a game, he's that outlier that, you know, it doesn't matter if Colorado's 4-8 or if they're, you know, 10-2. If he plays like that and puts up numbers, he's going to be there.
I don't disagree with you. I don't mind going in with that. That's for sure. All right, Joe, when we come back, we are going to rip through a whole bunch of games. Quick thoughts on a bunch of games, and then in the final segment, we'll do the picks. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, College Football Saturday, week number 2. We're rocking with you on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. As we're getting ready for College Football Saturday, week number 2. All right, Joe, this is the rapid-fire segment, okay? We're trying to get as many of these games in as we can before we do the picks next segment, okay? You ready to rock?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it, baby. We will start in Raleigh, where the Irish and their 2-0 record with Sam Hartman going to take on the Wolfpack of NC State, who did win last week against UConn, but weren't that impressive. Irish, though, 7.5-point road favorite. 50.5 is the total here, Joe. I got to tell you, and you know I'm as big of a Notre Dame homer as anybody. I can't lay 7.5 with Notre Dame on the road in Raleigh. I can't do it.
I went back and forth with this game. And again, you know, the problem that I have is, you know, it seems, and again, we talked about it. The last time was what, 2017, 2018 with the hurricane. Deshaun Kizer, 10-3. Yeah. You know, that was an absolute quagmire. That potentially was Dave Doran's biggest game that he won. He was on the hot seat until he won that game. He really was in terms of when he was there. But the problem is that, again, Brennan Armstrong, for some reason, Carver, is not the same guy that he was when he was with Bronco Mendenhall. I know he's back with his offensive coordinator now. I just have problems buying into NC State consistency. Now, they are a live dog. They play much better at home. They've gotten upsets. They knocked off Clemson a couple of years ago, 28-21 in the overtime game against DJU. But you know what? I've said it before, and we stuck with it. I'll lay the 7.5 again. My first inclination was NC State, but I believe in Hartman. I believe that he elevates this team a lot better. They have a ground and pound attack. Now they have the passing attack to go with it. And at the end of the day, I believe more in Hartman than I do in the consistency of Brennan Armstrong. And for me, I'm going to lay it with Notre Dame. Don't love it, but I like it a little bit more than I did at the start of the week.
Gonna lay it, huh? Gonna lay it with Notre Dame. How about that? That is surprising to me, Joe. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a little surprised about that from you. Utah, after the win over Florida, now goes on the road to Waco, where Baylor lost at home to Texas State last week.
Yeah.
So this line now moves to 7.5. It actually got it. I think there was some 8s, 8.5s, Joe, at one point this week. And now it's gone back down a touch. 46.5 is the total. I saw some weather reports, Joe, late in the week there. It was going to be like a $1.10 in Waco on Saturday afternoon. Like, it's going to be
Utah
steaming
gets hot, too. You know,
yeah, I know. But I'm just saying in general for the game. I don't think it's a detriment to, you know, one team over the other. But over a touchdown, you gotta have a little heart from Baylor, no? You know, a little bit of heart from them?
Again, the biggest upset last week, 27.5 point dog, you lose the ball game outright, right? And you just don't lose. You lost your starting quarterback, Blake Shapen. Here's the problem. I mean, if Baylor is going to be in the ball game, they need to run the football. They only averaged about 3.3 yards per carry. Dominic Richardson, that offensive line in terms of the rushing attack, inconsistent. They get back to basics. I don't think the defensive front played all that bad. TJ Finley abused them for 298-3. Here's the thing. We don't know about Cam Rising, okay? Again, is he coming back? I'll assume that he is back, but it's still his first game. It's a true road environment, and if it is Bryson Barnes and Nate Johnson, they do not have big game road experience, and that's always a concern against a defensive-minded head coach that lost the ball game outright. I think it's a bounce-back spot, still like Utah, but I like Baylor with the points. Over a touchdown, I think it's an ugly game, Carver. I'm going under the total as well.
Going under the total in that.
But I like Baylor.
I like the under. And I would take Baylor over a touchdown in that game. I think they got to give you a little bit of something there in that one. I'm going to save that one because I'm picking it. Let's go to Iowa and Iowa State.
Yeah.
The Cy-Hawk game. So this thing, of course, as we know, a traditional under, Joe, and it's gone all the way down to 36.5 this year. -3.5 for the Hawkeyes. Cyclones beat them last year, right, Joe?
Yeah, 10-7 on the road.
Oh, my God.
It was a gutty win. Hunter Decker's actually in that team played well. You know, they forced turnovers. But again, I mean,
you're going after Iowa. I know you are.
Look, here's the thing. I put Matt Campbell on the hot seat. Both teams are on the hot seat due to the gambling situation. I don't think they could ill afford any type of negativity on top of that. I think if, you know, either coach is under 500, they could be chopped, and I'm even saying Ferentz as well. You know, Rocco Becht played well last week. He's a freshman.
Yeah.
You know, Ames is a hornet's nest. You know that. Look, Matt Campbell catching points. I'm not a believer in Iowa. I'm not a believer in Cade McNamara. I don't care that this team is, you know, potentially a dark horse for a Big Ten championship. I don't see it. And if they're going to have to pass the football, I'll take a shot with Iowa State. I do not like Iowa this year. I'm gunning for them. I picked them under the 8.5 win total. 30. They didn't throw for over 300 last week, did they? I don't believe so. So now it's 38 games under 300 yards straight. Again, I think Iowa State's live. You know what? Outright.
Ole Miss heads to Tulane. I'm taking the under, by the way, 36.5. I don't care what the number is. I'm taking the under in Iowa State. Ole Miss heads to Tulane. 6.5-point road dog, road favorite, excuse me. 66.5 is the total. They played 2 years ago at in Oxford, Joe. I think it was like 60-something to 20 or something like that. Ole Miss pasted them. This is a different Tulane team, obviously.
I know. It's scary, Carver. It is scary. You know, I've seen a lot of mushes like Ole Miss now, and this is one of my better bets for the week. It comes down to, look, you have two good quarterbacks, Michael Pratt. This is the biggest game on campus in a long time for Willie Fritz. They had UCF come in there last year as well. At the end of the day, it comes down to the speed, and I think Ole Miss has multitudes of speed at every level. I mean, not just in terms of Jackson Dart, Quinshon Judkins. I just think the secondary, every level of the defense is significantly faster than Tulane. I know Tulane's a blue-collar team, and you know I love those type of teams. But seeing from what I saw out of the SEC this year, potentially this could be a dark horse. I took them over their 7.5 win total. I think they win this ball game easy. 17 to 20 points. It's now under a key number of 7. It's 6.5 in multiple books. I'm willing to lay it. I have it at 7.5, 7, and I'm going to jump in at 6.5. I think it's too much speed. Give me Ole Miss in a route.
I'll save it. It's one of my picks that game, so I'm gonna hold off.
Well, what do you want me to tell? I don't know what else to say.
I have a total in that, Joe, so I'm not picking a side.
Okay.
Just so you
all
know. SMU visits Norman.
Yeah.
Into Oklahoma they go. Mm-hmm. 16.5 is the number. Another half. 68.5 for SMU in Oklahoma, Joe. Easy over, right? Easy over?
I'm not sold on that. You know, I mean, SMU won last week. You know, here's the thing. I'm not sold on Oklahoma. I was asked today, what team do you think is a fraud in the top 25?
Yeah, I don't think you could take much out of what Oklahoma did last week against that team.
No, I mean, look, Arkansas State and Butch Jones, I mean, come on now. I mean, that was a pitiful performance.
Tough scene for Butch last week.
But here's the thing. It comes down to the front seven of Oklahoma. You know, SMU, I'm going to take a shot. I like SMU with the points. Now, I will say out of conference games, especially last year with Brett Venables, the three that they won by 32.5 points per game. They paced Arkansas State, laying a short number. But I think the speed of SMU can – I think they can run it. I think they can throw it. And, again, I'm not sold on Oklahoma as being the second-best team in the Big 12. So give me SMU plus the points in this matchup. Take a shot with Lashley. Rhett Lashley.
I'd probably take the under 68.5. I didn't take anything in the game.
Rhett Lashley.
Any interest in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Okay.
Could be on the docket, but
okay. You know, if it's on the docket, I'll pass it, and you can give us the.
No,
the
you know what? I just saw it's not on the docket, so
okay,
I was
so
contemplating
go ahead. Give me a thought.
It. So I like Pittsburgh. Again, I'm not. You know, Emory Jones, the former Arizona State and Florida quarterback, had four touchdowns last week. Again, I know he's versatile. I'm not a buyer of Satterfield. Comes down to defensive physicality, even though Jakovic's there. Give me Pittsburgh. It opened at 7, got as high as 7.5. Home favorite. Again, I think it's way too much rushing attack of Pittsburgh as well. Think they could run at will on the front seven of Cincinnati. I think they win by double digits.
I like Pittsburgh. I'm with you. I'm with Pittsburgh, especially there at home. I'm going to save Oregon, Texas Tech, because I think it's on both of our cards. I'm pretty sure it's on both of our cards, right? I'm not wrong in saying that?
You're not wrong.
UCF and Boise, interesting game. UCF minus 3.5 on the blue turf. That's a long trip for UCF, Joe, from Orlando up to Boise. 58.5 the total.
I think John Rhys-Plumlee, I'm not sold on Talon Green either. Again, I think it could be a duplication, even on the blue turf, of what we saw last week with Michael Penix. I think UCF has that much team speed and that many playmakers. I think they could exploit them. Again, I'm not sold on this Boise State team.
Again, I'm not either.
You know, I think UCF rolls. Even though it's a long trip, I get it. You know, Boise, in terms of the blue field, give me UCF in a route, I believe.
All right, we'll come back. We'll do the picks, and any games that I think matter that aren't in the picks, we'll get to those as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah! And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right. It is time. We are, of course, a couple weeks in with our college picks. Through 2 weeks, I am 8-3 overall.
Hot.
Joe is 2 back. He is 6-5 after a 3-4 week last week. I was 4-3 last week. So that's where we sit.
I should have been 4-3 because of Penn State.
Well, you know what? That's the way the cookie crumbles. James Franklin cares about his boosters and his donors, and he makes sure to take care of them on a Saturday night in Happy Valley. All right, Joe, it is time. The Carver and Lisi college football picks for week number 2. You're up, Joe. Oh, yeah.
I love the music, Carver. All right, well, I'm gonna start in the great state of Louisiana. We talked about Lane Kiffin. Get your popcorn ready because I think they're going to score early and often. They're laying now 6.5. I think Ole Miss boat races Tulane and Michael Pratt. It's a great story. Love Willie Fritz. They got the victory over USC. This is a legitimate contender in the SEC West. Give me Ole Miss laying the 6.5 on the road in Tulane Saturday afternoon.
Well, since you started with that game, I guess I have to also start with that game since it's on my card as well. I am not laying the 6.5. I am not taking the 6.5. I'm going for the total, Joe. 66.5 here. Now, what's the one thing that was talked about last week with Ole Miss? They want to improve the defense. They want to improve the defense, right? Upgraded the defensive coordinator. Want to see some stops. I don't think the Tulane offense is as explosive as last year's. Under 66.5. I'm going against the grain here, Joe. Everybody thinks this game's going to be 85-80. I say no. In fact, I hope Ole Miss does kill him. I hope they kill him 45-10. Ole Miss and Tulane under the 66.5, my first play.
All right, we talked about Dave Aranda. They got absolutely abused at home by T.J. Finley and Texas State. T.J. Finley and Auburn and LSU reject. Lights them up for 298 yards and 3 touchdowns. Now here comes Cam Rising, Utah. But they're catching 7.5. That defense is going to bounce back in a big way. We're going to ground and pound our way to a cover at home in Waco. It's going to be 110 degrees in Texas. Give me the Baylor Bears plus the 7.5. Keep in mind, Carver, Utah, 13-12 straight up on the road or on a neutral field site since 2019. The Bears cover this line.
I'm with you on the Bears. Not one of my plays. I probably will play it, but not didn't make the picks for me. I'm going to go to Blacksburg next, Joe.
Ooh, I was going to pick that game.
Blacksburg, Purdue, and Virginia Tech. Now, Purdue, awful last week, losing to Fresno State. I thought that they could do that, though. Now they go to Blacksburg, where Virginia Tech, honestly, Joe, they're not that good. They can't score points. And they're 2.5-point favored? Purdue's a better football team than Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech stinks in non-conference games against Power 5 opponents. Awful. Especially the last few years since this guy's been running them. I'm on Purdue, Joe, plus the 2.5. Even the guy before him. What was that? Fuente before this guy?
None of these guys,
they can't win football games. I am on Purdue, the better team, the Big Ten team, going into Blacksburg. They win the game outright. Give me the 2.5.
Are they going to win the Black Pen on the road? Let's see. I hope
very
so.
Very possible.
Wells in a big spot. Never good. He's turnover prone. We'll see how this game plays out. I lean to Purdue as well in that matchup. All right.
Okay.
Here's one that I like. Now, Sam Houston State did cover against BYU last week, catching 19.5. They held BYU to a 112 on the ground, but Air Force, you know I'm all in. They're the best team, in my opinion, in the Mountain West. They rushed for 374 against Robert Morris. And oh, by the way, they have a defense. Line open up at 14.5. They bet it down to 13.5. I think Air Force runs at will on them. Sam Houston State is not stopping the triple option. Even though they're at home, Air Force rolls. And I don't care that the total's 39.5. They roll. They can get that on their own in this ballgame. I'm laying the 13 and a hook with the Falcons.
Next, I'm going to Hard Rock. We discussed the game earlier. Texas A&M and Miami. The U. Big game for Big Chest. Mario Cristobal. I don't want any part of a side in this game, Joe. I want no part. Here's what I do think. I think it's going to be a very tight game. I don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring. I think it's going to be similar to last year in College Station. Under 51.5, Miami and Texas A&M, under the number, my third selection.
All right, I'm going to go. Here we go. We talked about Sam Hartman. I'm all in for Sam Hartman to still win the Heisman. He's down to 16-1. He might be even 20-1 after Shedeur Sanders. But guess what? Notre Dame is the better side. I think they're a legitimate, you know, team for a college football playoff. They can run it. They could throw it. I'm not sold on the consistency of Doran or Brennan Armstrong. Struggle with UConn. I'm laying the 7.5 with the Fighting Irish in Raleigh this Saturday.
I'll be pumped up if they blow them out, Joe. I'm still in a very much a wait-and-see mode here with the Irish. If they go in and they absolutely punk NC State, that will get me very, very fired up. All right, I'm going to Pullman next, Joe. Pullman with the Cougs of Washington State bringing to Wisconsin in. They went to Madison last year and beat the Badgers. They have a very big chip on their shoulder, them and Oregon State, after being left out in the cold while everybody has left the Pac-12. I think they are going to plant the flag once again at home in the Pacific Northwest. Washington State plus the 5.5 as a home doggy with Luke Fickell coming to town. Maybe they even win the game outright, Joe. Plus 5.5 for Washington State for me.
Cam Ward and Washington State, one of my sleeper teams this year. If I had to pick a side, I would lean to Wisconsin. Don't love it.
I'm not gutless.
I might be.
You bash this Wisconsin team every week. You bash them. Gutless.
It's not one of my picks. I'm taking a wait and see in terms of that game.
Okay.
I'll stick to a team that I've been backing. I wore their outfit at the gym today. You know that I'm all in with Joey McGuire and the Red Raiders. I know they were gutless last week. They lost as a 14.5 point favorite on the road in Laramie. Different story playing at home in Lubbock. 6-1 last year against FBS opponents. They won those games by 12.6 points per game. Look for Tyler Shuck on the ground, not through the air with Taj Brooks. They're going to run it right down Oregon's throat. Upset special Saturday night. Bing! 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 Texas Tech beats Bodacious and Oregon outright.
Well, I'm sure if anybody's been listening all week, you knew that this was going to be a heads-up, no doubt about it, game for us with the picks. I'm sorry, Joe. I know that you're all bought in, and McGuire sent you to check with the zeros on it and all that. That team's not that good. I'm sorry. From what I saw in Laramie last week, I think Oregon comes in, and they use the Texas Tech defense as a turnstile down there in Lubbock. I think that Shuck, who used to be at Oregon before going down there, I think he stinks too. I think Oregon blows out Texas Tech in Lubbock, rubs it in their face going out the door. -6.5 for the Ducks on the road in Lubbock in prime time. See you later, as Puddles is doing the push-ups all over the place.
All right, you know what? I'm going to another little hornet's nest. And, you know, I said I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to Ames. I'm not bought into this fraud, Kirk Ferentz. I don't care if he's the longest tenured head coach in college football. Cade McNamara, please, give me a break. He couldn't cut it in Michigan. Certainly not going to do anything in terms of Iowa. They're a one-dimensional team. I'm telling you this right now. Rocco! Hey, Rocco Becht! We got a game on our hands. The Cy... What is it? The Cy Hawk Trophy? Let's get it. Plus the 3.5 outright. Matt Campbell, a much better coach than Kirk Ferentz. We're going to run it. We're going to throw it. I'm not sold on the Iowa defense. They're not the second coming of the 85 Bears. Outright Iowa State plus the 3.5.
Joe, we love the late night bailout blowout games, and there's a great slate. 3 10:30 East kickoffs this week. All of them are outstanding. I am going to go to the Arizona State Oklahoma State game for my selection on it. And I think that Mike Gundy and the Cowboys are going to lay the wood on the Sun Devils out at their place. -3.5. They win this game by double digits, Joe. I'm on the Cowboys out in the desert.
That's my team. I'll be wearing the jersey potentially at 10:30 at night. I'm going to go late night, too. Everybody's talking about this Cal team, right? Because they beat North Texas 58-21. That's great. I know Justin Wilcox now. What is he, 31-37 overall? Comes back home to Berkeley. Hugh Freeze is a much better coach than Justin Wilcox. I'll tell you that right now. A little Peyton Thorne, a little Robbie Ashford, a little SEC speed in Berkeley Saturday night. You want to only give me 5.5 that I have to lay? It's down from 6.5. Cal is absolutely gutless. They haven't faced team speed like this by Auburn. They put up a 50 spot. Auburn covers this line Saturday night in Berkeley.
I like Auburn too. I saved this game for last because I thought we were both going to pick this game, and I thought this would be a nice way to send us off. But it was not on your card, which is very surprising to me. It is going to be on mine. We've done it for all week. You've done it for months. I think Alabama absolutely drops it on Texas in Tuscaloosa. Alabama -7, Joe, my final pick for college football week number 2. I've got Purdue +2.5, Texas A&M and Miami -51.5, Oregon -6.5, Bama -7, Washington State +5.5, Oak State -3.5, and the under 66.5 in the Ole Miss Tulane game. Joe, very fast, give yours again.
Ole Miss -6.5, Baylor +7.5, Air Force -13.5, Notre Dame -7.5, Texas Tech +6.5, Iowa State +3.5, Auburn -5.5.
The Carver and Lisi college football selections for week number 2. All right, Joe. I'm surprised you didn't take out. I think you didn't have Alabama on your picks.
You know what it is? I try to mix it up in terms of the show, and I'm on Alabama already. I took it, you know, I took a preseason. So, you know, I've been giving this pick out. It's sort of like old at this point. You know what I mean? So,
I don't know. All those hits you do all week long, all you talked about was the Alabama-Texas game. Everybody knows you're on them already. You wanted to be something different. I understand, Joe.
You know, so
I understand.
I tell you, you know, I try to sprinkle in stuff that's a little bit different, and you know, we'll go with it.
All right, so listen,
I feel good about
we're
the
both
picks this week.
So we both like Oklahoma State and we both like Auburn in the late night bailout blowout, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it sounds like we're
both
on that.
You know what? You might be able
what
to
about
get me
the third
in
game?
Washington State.
What about the Stanford USC game?
I can't take Stanford. I mean, come on. I mean, Stanford catching 30.5. I mean, come on.
Played well at Hawaii last week.
Come on.
Played well in Hawaii last week.
No, stop. Stop. Let's take the over.
69.5. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Just to finish this off, Joe, I think the play in the USC game is their team total over 49.5.
Oh, that's high.
Dude, look at how many points. They are going to skate to that.
Stanford is just, I mean...
They'll skate to that.
Stanford played well against Hawaii, but we're still talking Hawaii now. I mean...
That's true.
I mean, come on. You know.
That's true.
I mean, they have no... from what I've seen now and what I watch out of Stanford, they can't stretch USC over the top. I mean, it's going to be very difficult. Everything's going to be short to intermediate throws. Might be an under. I don't know. I said over originally. I mean, but now
I think this is the Cardinal going to slow the game down, slow the game, limit possessions.
Isn't that the only way they can win or try to win?
Like, I suppose. Do they have the run game to do that?
Not really, but they can't. They don't have the quarterback to go toe to toe with Caleb Williams. I could tell you that right now.
I kind of like that over on the blue turf, Joe, as I keep saying.
Maybe we should take Caleb's passing total, because Schrager had some success against that secondary in the second half. Timmy Chang dialed it up. When they threw the football in the second half, they moved it at will.
327.5?
Yeah, I mean, maybe we go up the ladder.
Man, over 3.5 touchdowns, -108. Jeez. You want to go up the ladder? They got 350 for Caleb at +132, 400 at +350. So
400 at plus. You want to do 400?
I can't do it in New York, Joe. You can go do it.
All right.
Joe, let's have a big weekend.
Let's do it.
Big Saturday and Sunday. We'll see you Monday night for Bills and Jets. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets this weekend. A full football weekend. We'll see you Monday on the grid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.